There was a tiny Asian woman screaming in the street today, and she was screaming at a person that she obviously hates. She was so loud we heard the screaming with our windows all rolled up, and we looked down on the street to see who she was screaming at.
Hey guys, this is Adrian with the More Tech Today podcast, episode 7. Today's podcast isn't going to be as long because I've been so busy. So I'll tell you what I've been doing, but I've been so busy the last week since we talked. As you can hear, my voice is a lot better. That I just hadn't prepared enough to have a full show. And I know you're saying, oh, according to the last shows, I don't think you prepare at all. But I do prepare for my shows. Delivery may not be always on point, but I do prepare. The last week of my life has been interesting, to say the least. You know, I finally got my loan, and doing things for the business, it's a lot more T's and to cross and I's to dot than I thought, hey, I just do this, that, and the other, and I'm in business, and it definitely does not work like that. Especially working from home, it's very, you know, if I had a storefront, I had this big sign, I can get more people. You know, my thing now is, I guess is what everybody faces, customer acquisition. And when you're not selling what I sell is kind of a tangible good because you can touch a screen, but it's a service slash good thing. And it's rough. It's definitely rough. So I'm trying out a new Facebook campaign to see if that'll help. I'll let you know next week if it was successful or just a waste of money. But that's what's going on. I just signed up for this online cell phone repair training, and I hadn't got the chance to get into it yet, but I'll let you know more about that next week also. So the main thing is I'm just trying to succeed. I'm so ready, I'm so hungry that I just want to succeed right now. And I know, unless I got something real hot, which cell phone repair, it's not going to be overnight. And most success, you know, isn't overnight at all. So that's one thing I'm dealing with. As far as what I've been watching streaming, I'm saying this is going to be a real, real short episode, maybe 5 minutes, but I don't even think it's going to be that long. I hadn't been able to really watch a lot of TV because I've been so busy with paperwork and setting things up, buying stuff that I need, that it's hectic. It's a very hectic situation. I've been continually watching Once Upon a Time, and it's getting more interesting, but then it's getting more blah too, because the story, just like I told you before, it's a show that has two storylines going at the same time. You got the fairy tale storyline, but what happened in the past, and then you have, I'm on like episode 10 or 11, show you how much I've been watching, and you have the present day real world or this world storyline. And the real world storyline is very, it's not even one to mention, was very flat. You're going back to the mayor and Emma having this, I don't want to say cat battle, but this disagreement about their son, and I can see that they're trying to go somewhere. Hopefully when I look at more episodes that they actually go somewhere instead of just staying on this one topic and just basing, it's not even a story. You know what's going to happen in the real world, and they just changed up a little bit. But in the fairy tale world, they're actually telling some pretty good stories. They're actually giving these characters a lot of good backstory. So whenever you see them in the real world, you're like, oh, okay. So without the fairy tale world, let's say if it was just about the real world, and you didn't have that fairy tale aspect to it, like going back, I guess flashbacks or whatever, it would be a horrible show. It would be unwatchable because it's not doing anything in the real world. But the fairy tale world, it's very nice. And I think I've went over the 5-minute mark, but I'm just gonna talk just a little bit more, and we'll be done because I really gotta get going because I want to go ahead and start my training and do a little bit more marketing today. Right now, it's about 12:50 p.m. on Tuesday, September 23rd. So, I just need to, I hadn't got any calls today, so I got to go out there and get business. And that's one thing that my last job taught me was if you're waiting on the door to swing on your business or with anything in life, if you're waiting, then chances are you're not going to get it. But if you go out there and get it or pursue it, you still may not get it, but you are bettering your chances of succeeding. There's a quote. Well, I was listening. Well, no, I wasn't. I was watching a YouTube video, and this business, I guess you call him guru or expert or something like that. His name is Seth Godin. Seth Godin has this theory where it's okay to fail. And trust me, in these last couple of weeks, I failed a lot of times. His theory is you can fail. You need to fail until you succeed, which, you know, I was like, okay, that doesn't make sense. Well, why would I need to fail to succeed? What he's saying is, and this is what my mama used to tell me, and that experience is the best teacher. So if you can, as long as you don't fail too big to destroy everything, if you fail, if you have little failures, you learn. Let's say you had 100 mistakes you make that first week. Well, by the 50th week, if you take these lessons to heart and learn, you may only have one or two mistakes. But it took those 100 little mistakes to get you where you are today. So, you know, I definitely understand that because some things just hadn't planned out. Some things I thought that was going to happen didn't happen. Or some things that happened that I just wasn't prepared for. So being in business for yourself, it's very, how can I put this? Being in business for yourself is like, you ever heard of your stomach? Your eyes are bigger than your stomach. Like, it looks like, oh, it's great. You see these people that have successful businesses, have all, you know, big car, nice house, can go on vacation everywhere. But most of them, it's what you have to do to get there that turns most people off. You know, getting there, I mean, once you're there, everybody wants to be the million-dollar mansion guy, or I got the Zonda in the driveway with the Bugatti out there. But getting there, that's the part nobody's prepared to do. And that's the part that isn't really discussed or isn't really obvious before you get into a business for yourself. But guys, that's it. I know it's a short show today. And guys, you got to catch me. Go to my website, www.artechwirelessrepair.com. You'll see my business website. I got a new email. You can reach me at adrian@artechwirelessrepair.com. Of course, you can catch me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Oh, and I think I'm going to open up a Pinterest page too. So catch me on that, and I'll drop those details whenever they become available. And I'll catch you guys in the next one. Peace. We never shout in rage. We never get to hold a mirror. We never turn.
glad we never fight. And I'm lucky that I like myself, but late at night I doubt. So I'm scared to look in mirrors, just in case I start to shout.